We're reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 10, Inner Reflection, Item 22, page Taf Taf Kuf Samechet. You can get into our SciCab.tv, send us your questions. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 10, Inner Reflection, Item 22, page Taf Taf Kuf Samechet. Now you will understand the two Bechinot Shach Nitzotzot that the Ari brings. Because on page Taf Taf Ayin he brings Shach Nitzotzin, which are in the mixture of the Lor Hei of the Lor Hei of the Aviyut, where Abba clarifies from them only 288 sparks. And the last 32 he brings them down as waste. However, accordingly, the sparks are lacking from the Bechina of Malchuyot in them. Therefore, he shines them later on in 50 gates of Bina, where the lower hay of clothing, which remains, rises and connects there to the first hay. And through that, the Bechinot of the new Malchuyot were erected, compared to the first Malchuyot, which were pushed down below as waste. Therefore, the number returned to be Shach, 320 sparks. Only the Lor Hei, which is mitigated with the quality of mercy, received the place of the Lor Hei of Aviyut, which was rejected. And these Shach Nitzotzim, 320 sparks, which are with the mitigated Malchuyot, he deals with that in item 4. So what is going on here? Now you understand the two Bechinot Shach Nitzotzim that the Ari brings, because in this page he brings Shach Nitzotzim, which are the mixture of the Lor Hei of Aviyut, coarseness, which Abba sorts out from them only the 288 sparks, and the last 32 he brings down as waste, meaning that will to receive is unfit for correction, therefore it is waste. By the light of Chochmah, we scrutinize those parts of the will to receive that can be corrected in order to bestow, and those parts of the will to receive, the general will to receive, that cannot be corrected in order to bestow, and that turns into waste. However, from that, the deficient sparks which are missing from the Bechina of Malchuyot in them, meaning there are no desires, because these 32 parts, this is the great desire, the true desire, so the sparks remain without a desire. Therefore, he shines those sparks later on to the 50 gates, or in 50 gates of Bina, where the Lor Hei of Itlapshut, which remains, rises and connects there to the first hay. Meaning, if there was there only the Lor Hei of clothing, now a desire is added to her. Instead of the stony heart, there is a heart that will be able to function. And through that, the Bechina of the new Malchuyot were corrected or erected, a new desire, the desire to be so, compared to the first Malchuyot, which were rejected, pushed down as waste, because they cannot receive in order to bestow. And therefore, it turns out that the number returned to be 320 sparks, Shach Nitzotzin. Rather, the Lor Hei, which is mitigated with the quality of Rachamim, received in the place of the Lor Hei of Aviyut, which was rejected. And these Shach Nitzotzin, which are with the mitigated Malchuyot, the new Malchuyot, this is what it deals with right now on item 14. And later on, he gives us a sign. How do we know that these are the same Shach Nitzotzim or new Nitzotzim? There were Shach Nitzotzim at the beginning? Yes. 32 Malchuyot were separated from them? Yes or no? I can't hear at all. It seems to me that everybody are sleeping. Or is it just my imagination? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Now it's 10. Yeah. Yes or no? Are you sure? You're just saying that. Keter, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzachot, Yesod, Malchut. Where? So it's 11. Keter, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut. Right? Yes. So, how much is it? 10.
Shach.
And Shach, 320. Where does it come from?
Shmone.
Eight melachim times four equals 32 times 10. This is 320 shach, okay? Let's do it this way. Eight times four times 10, 320. 320 sparks. The sum total of the broken pieces. This is what the light of Chochmah shines on. Absag. What does it sort out? Well, quickly, it sorts out the malchuyot. So, what is he saying? He's saying that these malchuyot are all wrong. How many malchuyot are there? Lamed bet, 32. Tenth. Right? Tenth from Shach, from 320. 320 less 32. How much is it? 288, Rapach. In Gematria, it is Rapach. Right? Right. But we cannot do without the Malchuyot when only the Rapach remains. So we add to it once again, Shach. New ones. Where from? From Ima. From Bina. From Bina. And then once again, it is called Shach, 320. Or better this way. Now comes the question. These Shach, 320, the new ones, compared to the old Shach, to the old 320. Right? What's the difference between them? Is there a difference? There is a difference, right? So why are we getting confused between this Shach and those Shach? This is why he gives us a sign. He doesn't call it Shach. Let's read onward. Probably here is going to explain that. But you understand, we complete the Malchuyot with other Malchuyot from Bina. What does it mean, Malchuyot from Bina? What, can I cut it off? I can add it? Or what? No, but the influence of the light that reforms, I do not use my malchut, my actual will to receive. Rather, the relationship with the first nine changing me in such a way that I begin to relate to them differently, and this is what is called the new malchuyot. Let's read onward.
No.
Well, and this is what he says there, and these Shatu Nitzotzin, 315 sparks of Zer Anpin. Ah, what is Shatu, 315? Now we have a problem. Shach, 320. Shach. No, no, this is how it's supposed to be. Shach minus how much? Five gvorot equals shatu, 315, right? Right or wrong? So this is 320 for those of you who don't know gematria. Minus 5 equals 315, right? Read onward. And those shatu nitzotzin, the zer anpin, are the bechinot of what was sorted out from these seven melachim, in the meaning of that clarification of by Abba and Ima and so on. Meaning, after Abba already sorted the 288 sparks from the 320 and brought down the 32 malchuyot, which are from the bechinot of the lor hei of aviyut, in the meaning of waste, after that, Abba and Ima performed a zivug, and this is what he says, and then Abba brought down the drop of Mein Tchurin, which is called chesed, included from five chasadim, and also Ima brought down a drop of menuk, which includes five gvurot. And by these drops, the shatu nitzotzin were sorted out and corrected. Meaning, Ima raised before the five gvurot in the meaning of menukvin. And you already know the nature of these five gvurot, which are the bechina of the connection of the Lor Hei to the Enayim, which come from the meaning of the 49 gates in her. And then also Abba brings down the drop of five chasadim corresponding to the five gvurot of Ima. And the five chasadim and five gvurot connect with each other. And then the sparks are once again 320, for they have received the bechinot of the mitigated malchuyot from the five gvurot Ima. And in order to emphasize the bechina of the five gvurot, which are five malchuyot, which joined the five chasadim of Abba and completed the shach, 320, therefore we consider the drop of five chasadim of Abba to be shatu nitzotzim, 315 sparks. And with the association, with the five malchuyot of Ima in her drop, they became and were completed into shach nitzotzin, because the bechina of the lor hei of clothing connected with the five malchuyot de Ima, and they became 32 malchuyot, and they compensated, completed the shach nitzotzin, 320 sparks. I want you to read from, meaning, where is it? Second column, line, nitzotzin dezer anpin, perush, meaning that Ima raised before the five gvurot in the meaning of meinukvin. And you already know the nature of these five gvurot, which are the bechina of the connection of the Lor Hei to the Enayim, which come from the 49 gates in her. And then, also Abba brings down a drop of five chasadim corresponding to the five gvurot of Ima. And the five chasadim and five gvurot are connecting with each other. And then the sparks, once again, are 320, for they have received the bechinot of the mitigated malchuyot from the five gvurot de Ima. And in order to emphasize the bechina of the five gvurot, which are the five malchuyot which joined the five chasadim de Abba and completed the shach, 320, therefore we consider the drop of the five chasadim de Abba to be shatu nitzotzin, 315 sparks, where with the association of the five malchuyot de Ima in her drop, it became and was completed to shach nitzotzin, because the bechina of the lor hei of clothing connected with the five malchuyot de Ima, and they became 32 malchuyot, and they completed the shach nitzotzin, the 320 sparks. We have a constant work with the malchuyot, and by the lights, this collective general malchut changes, and that means that Abba is working on her, Ima is working on her, and this is how the desire changes until it reaches a state where it can resemble or start resembling the upper one. From the completely broken state until it will be completely similar. What, Leo? Ima is Bina by nature, so why the five Gvuot come from her? Meaning it should have been five Chasadim according to her nature that spread from her, come from her. That's true, well, go on. So why do we take these five Malchuyot from Bina? Yeah, Bina, mercy, merciness, and in general, Bina is called the upper Gvuah. Abba is Gvuah. He is the mighty one. How come Ima? How come Mother? The first overcoming, the second overcoming, the upper one, the lower one. You remember all that, don't you? Malchut, Bina. Well, how come? You have someone to give an answer. I think it is because we're talking about the Masachim here. So it's actually the Masach of Ima allows her to overcome the will to receive for oneself, and therefore he is using bestow. Well, that's true. It is precisely Ima, and precisely because of Ima that we're going for overcoming. Itgabrut. The Ima, the mother, she prepares you for war. She brings you into life, into hard life, so that you will be able to go forward and overcome. It is not just merciless, no. She wants you to be like her quality is similar to the Creator. She wants you to resemble the Creator also. Only the difference between you and Ima is that you have an ego, a will to receive. And this is why she needs to grow in you, to develop in you, with respect to you, a hard behavior. Hard behavior. We don't consider Ima as revealed mercy. Ima, mother, she's very demanding from her child to be a good child. Her mercies are clothed in hard judgments. She demands of him to be a bestower. He bestows only by overcoming. Therefore, all these actions of the Masach and the reflected light are called five Gvorot. Gever Itgavrut, men overcoming, and Ima is the upper Gvorah, because we are talking about bestow on top of the will to receive. And when she educates her children, she needs to restrict herself with those mercy, with the love that she has from Keter, and start adjusting Keter to Malchut. And then she is using a firm hand. You weren't beaten by your mother? Ah, it's a shame. I was. She was very, very tough with me. You could tell that she loved me, but she was very, very demanding. Very. Gvorot is Ima, in short. Let's move on. You already know that the Shach Nitzotzin are the Bechina of Zer Anpin himself, which imparted the Yesod of Arech Anpin to the Yesodot of Abba Ve'ima. And these two drops of Abba Ve'ima, they are the Bechina of the scrutinization and correction of Zer Anpin. The number of his sparks are Shach, 320. And Abba gave his whiteness, which is the meaning of the scrutinization of the Rapach Nitzotzin, which were scrutinized by the drop of Chesed of Abba, where the 32 Malchuyot of the Lower Hay of Aviyut could not have received anything from the drop of Chesed of Abba. Therefore, they were pushed away from there as waste. Therefore, the scrutinization is ascribed to the drop of Abba, and the correction and the mitigation of the lower hay of clothing in the quality of Rachamim, mercy, is ascribed to the drop of five gvorot of Ima, which is the meaning of the redness in the fetus that the mother is giving, meaning her five malchuyot, which mitigate the lower hay of clothing which remained there, which were corrected by this association, 32 new malchuyot, which are mitigated with the quality of mercy.
But with the Abba's help, that Shach, lesson Lamed Bet Rapach, Rapach and the new Lamed Bet, or Shach again, and later on, the sign that it's the new ones is Shach, plus the letter Hey, which is Shachah, and Shatutz without Hey. And it's all signs which Malchuyot are we working with. That's why there's differences in the numbers. But it's not a difference. It's the difference in the essence of that Malchut. You hear?
Niv.
What are you looking at me? What's the difference between Shatu and Shach and Shachah and Rapach and all those? What's the difference between those signs? Are there difference in the parts or not? No, there's no difference in the parts. More Lamed Bet, more Hey, less Hey.
You said that this is only a change of my attitude.
Right. Good. Meaning we can't cut or slice away or do anything. We have to restrict ourselves from using this more, this less. And that's why there's a number that just shows us in what intensity from that same structure we can use. Good. That's it. That's all. Questions?
No.
Well,
Bina is something complete, whole, the end of correction, Shabbat.
Garde Bina is the complete whole thing, and it's complete and whole because it's full of chasadim. It doesn't want anything. But it's not really wholeness and completion. It's shlemut towards Bina, b'china bet. But in b'china daled and malchut, it won't be called complete.
So how does the gvul come into Bina? Let's put it this way.
I'll tell you, I understood. How does Bina develop her Gvurot? Because all she has, Bina, Bet of Aviyut, that she received from the Keter and Chochmah, she wants to overcome the Chochmah and become Keter again. That's what Bchina Bet is called, right? That in Bchina Aleph of Chochmah, she felt that she was receiving. She felt at the end that it's not good to receive. She doesn't want to be a receiver. And again, she wants to rise and become Keter. That's it. So from that she felt in the end of the Aleph of her development, that she's receiving, from that she has Bchina Bet, that Aviyut, that's what she felt. I am the receiving, is called Bchina Bet. And then she overcomes it, and she doesn't want to be like the Shorosh anymore, Ketev. But when she comes to Bchinat Shorosh, so what now? In that, she already did half the work. I don't receive, right? But he wants me to receive. So what did I do? All I did is an egoistic action because it doesn't feel good to me, so I let go of my state. So I didn't gain anything from this. On the contrary, now I feel when I return everything to Shorosh, to the Creator, I feel that I did bad to him and to me. I didn't become him in the end, because he wants to give, and I don't want to give. I can't give. I don't have a desire for that. It didn't develop. That's why what's happening now, that she is overcoming. Now I must develop my desire to receive in a way that I'm going to receive whatever he wants to give me. That's what she's thinking. I'm not just developing a desire to receive. I am going to develop a desire to receive because the Creator wants to give me and what exactly he wants to give. And that's what I'm developing. And then I give birth to Pchina Gimel, meaning it's overcoming, of course. On the bottom half of Bina overcomes the decision of the top half of Bina. Yes.
It all happens in the reaction inside the soul of Adam. As long as we don't adapt to perform such a work, there is no five words.
It's in our roots.
But this is a reaction. Pure Bina doesn't have any of it, right? She doesn't have all these actions, such blasts, explosions that you're telling us about.
It's a development of the material. Material, I mean desire to receive, that in this way it develops.
Fine, but Bina, she has nothing. She doesn't have all this process.
The power of the desire changes according to the environmental data and goes through these changes. Well, what do you want? What are you saying? No. On her, there are forces that are working on her. There's the desire to receive and the light, the desire to bestow. The desire to bestow is bestowing on the desire to receive and thus changing him constantly. And it has to change and it has to start feeling yes, no, pleasure, pain. I want to receive, I don't want to receive. Starts feeling, do I feel good or not? According to am I bestowing or receiving? And except for the bestowing or receiving in good and bad, also towards the giver. Here there's like another main addition that later on I don't take into consideration if I feel good or bad. Am I receiving or bestowing? That's not even important. What's important to me is the giver. Is he close or far? Yes.
When does it happen? This process that we're studying about, when does it happen? No. When does it happen? Before the Machsom? After the Machsom? At which point, theoretically, not theoretically, practice, not in practice, when does it happen?
All of our development from below to above, back to Ein Sof, is in order for us to discover the whole Dalet Prinot of development, Dalet Prinot of direct light, which is called the fundamental Havaya. That's what we have to discover. We constantly are discovering that, because from that, everything comes from there. We constantly scrutinize that. Other worlds don't exist. Later on, they all fold up, back up. Ani havaya lo shiniti. I've never changed the havaya. That's what stays, and that's what we constantly scrutinize. Okay? Thank God. We are going to the next part.
And before we do, let's sing a song together.
הכל חוזר להתחלה אתה מרשיע את כולם מתוך לבך עולה תפילה כולנו נשמה אחת בים של אהבה והוא הטוב והוא אחד נותן מתמלכים בים שלו. עכשיו הזמן שנחזור. אתה בוחר להתפטר כלפי החברים שלך בעזרתם להינצל. הם העתיד הטוב שלך. כולנו נשמה אחת בים של אהבה, והוא הטוב והוא אחד נותן לנו בחירה. כולנו נשמה אחת זוכים בים שלו. עכשיו הזמן שלנו, עכשיו הזמן שלנו, עכשיו הזמן שנחזור.